Hi, everyone. I'm Danny from First Healthcare Compliance, and with me today I have Brian Johnson, who is the Senior Director of Online Education of Formed Approved. How are you today, Brian?
I'm great. Glad to be with you.
Great. So I hope you don't mind me taking a few minutes of your time today. I just wanted to get some information about Formed Approved and kind of some background on what you guys do and how you guys are influencing the healthcare industry.
Well, I'm happy to talk.
So could you give me a little background about who Formed is?
Sure. So Formed Approved is the leading content developer and educational source for health IT and health industry professionals around those subjects. The company was founded in early 2010, right after the High Tech Act was passed. And the reason why was there was all of this new regulation and all of this technology development coming out of the government largely. And there were no good independent, agnostic, vendor-neutral sources out there to help people understand the compliance and regulation requirements. You can spend a lot of time digging through government websites and think you've got it figured out, but a lot of the time it's very difficult to do that. So our mission from the beginning has been to provide high-quality training that addresses those subjects. You know, it's very difficult to find good training on some of this stuff, and to deliver it to members of the healthcare community so that they can participate in these new programs that are coming out all the time. Now, on top of all that, there is also, all of it is accredited. It all carries CMEs for physicians and CEUs for nurses. And so we have a diverse student community that includes everyone from providers to consultants to practice managers and their staff. So we understand we're not just talking to clinicians, we're reaching out to different members of the community. We always work closely with experienced subject matter experts who are working in the industry today so that our education is designed to be very pragmatic, to tell you exactly what you need to know about a program and not necessarily all of the background that is not relevant for someone currently working in the world of health IT or healthcare.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have done a lot of development into making sure that your courses are the best in the industry. So how do those training courses work?
Our training is all online, and we offer essentially two flavors of it. One is that students can take a totally self-paced course that has narration, that has text, that has quizzes, and on their own pace, work through our training system and collect their certificate or certification. The other option, the other flavor, is that we offer instructor-led programs that cover the same material. So you have access to all the same self-paced courses you would have, but the difference is that you have an industry expert who actually teaches the material to you, is available to answer questions, and then all of that material is still placed within our learning system, so you can access it. If you can't see one of the instructor-led sessions live, you can always catch up with the on-demand version. So we found that that model is really effective with working professionals in healthcare. They're often, you know, they often have difficult schedules, and so we try to accommodate everyone and, meet them where they're at in the working world rather than make them go to some conference or something like that.
So it sounds like you guys have worked really hard to make sure that this is as convenient as possible for the students who are taking your courses. What type of training is included in the catalog that you guys have to offer?
Yeah, so obviously we're focused on healthcare, but we're focused on items such as MACRA, for example, was a new law passed a couple of years ago, and they just issued the regulations for it. So that has really changed government reimbursement. We do a lot of training around those government incentive programs that are almost exclusively out of CMS, although we also have titles that are in compliance that would be from OCR within HHS, and that there's it's all HHS related when it comes to government and healthcare. So we also have added a lot of training on subjects that are somewhat related to that, like new ways of using technology to meet government reporting requirements. The new forms of patient engagement tools, we help people understand those, like patient portals. And so that is really where we focus our work. We also have other titles that are more focused on clinical training requirements, Some of those are OSHA requirements, et cetera. But really where most of our training is focused is on understanding healthcare technology and understanding how the government is leveraging healthcare technology to try to move the industry forward. The difficulty for many clinicians is that it's hard to understand those programs. For instance, when the macro final rule was issued, that was a 2,000-page document. I mean, it was longer than 2,000 pages. And so, obviously, that's very difficult for someone who isn't, you know, a full-time CMS specialist to understand. And so what we take the practical industry elements I was talking about before, that we're working with industry experts who are in the field now, and use their expertise to share that information with the students so that they can understand how to actually make these programs work. Now, there's also a little bit of variation in terms of the length. We offer professional certification courses that are the most in-depth, and those tend to run about 9 to 15 hours. The whole point of self-paced, of course, is that you have some flexibility about how quickly you finish. And then somewhat shorter courses, we call those specialty certificate courses, and those are going to tend to run 4 to 9 hours. And then there's shorter proficiency certificate courses that cover either really short compliance subjects or that just introduce you to a subject. And those typically take 1 to 4 hours. So we're always adding new titles. We're continuing to flesh out this space of health IT. And then as I referred to earlier, we have gotten great feedback and great validation of the training technique we use for the self-paced training in particular. We offer people a variety of modalities so they can read the text if that's what they like to do. They can simply watch the videos and listen to the narration, all of it's multimedia. And so you can do both at the same time if that's what you like to do. So really, we're meeting the student with the kind of instruction that they like the most. If they just want to read, they've got that. If they want to watch the videos, they've got that. And then the quizzes are all designed to help you learn the material. They take you back to where you were in the course if you don't understand something. And so this has been very popular with our students, and they say it really helps them learn some of these subjects, which, you know, even at a pragmatic level, some of these are pretty difficult. And so having that kind of interactive training seems to help people remember and retain what they've got, what they've learned in the course itself.
Well, it sounds like you guys have this kind of all figured out and you've got a great program in place for your online training. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I was really excited to talk about this with you and your audience. These are exciting times, I think, in the world of health IT because there's so much going on. There's new technology emerging all the time and new regulations to go along with it. So that can be a challenge. And, you know, we've been doing this now since 2010. We've really built up, I think, an effective way to help working professionals get the knowledge they need. And so I'm excited to keep on adding titles and helping healthcare professionals get the training that they need.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.